أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 26, 27 and 28 of Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يريد الله ليبين لكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to clarify for you. وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, and that He guides you to the path, to the ways of those before you. The verses before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had discussed extensively different rules with regards to marriage, with regards to inheritance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about tawbah. And the verses after this also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about other aspects with regards to the rules of the Shariat. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us so many different kinds of rules? What is the rationale? What is the reason that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does all of this? Simply, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it that before us, before this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were very many anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam that had come. Then in the groups of those anbiya, in the ummats of those anbiya, there were those that accepted the commandments of Allah, they accepted tawheed, they accepted the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and then they were successful. Overwhelmingly, there were those that denied Allah Ta'ala, they denied the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, they denied the revelation of Allah Ta'ala, and then they were unsuccessful and they were in error and deviation. So ahead of us we have just two groups, those that were guided and those that deviated. And this is one reason what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains, that why is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifying? And the clarification of Allah ta'ala here in the Quran Sharif, in the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the words of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it's so clear that a person finds the guidance. So one reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the reason why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had clarified and Allah ta'ala had so openly discussed so clearly all these laws of Allah Ta'ala, so that وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, so that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala guides us on the path before us, and that is the path of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. We make this dua every salat, every rakat. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ نَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, that Allah guide us on the صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ, the path of those whom you have favored. And who are those? The Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin. So this is the path that Allah Ta'ala takes us by giving us these different rules. وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ, but obviously man through his weakness sometimes may err, sometimes may go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, sometimes there may be laxities, sometimes overemphasis, and all of that. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Wallahu alimun hakim. And Allah Ta'ala is alim. Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah Ta'ala is all-wise. That when we look at all these rules, we will find it is best for us, and Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for us. There is wisdom in it, and when we follow this hukam of Allah Ta'ala, then obviously we will be on the right path. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Next, Allah Ta'ala has not revealed these rules so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would see who does not follow and Allah Ta'ala would punish. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these rules, and for those who do not follow, when they turn back to Allah and they make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their tawbah. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. Now here Allah Ta'ala speaks about the second group, that throughout the history of man, even now and it will continue. There is a group that will never follow the commandments of Allah. They will not bring iman in Allah Ta'ala. They will not follow the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the righteous and the pious. What do they follow? They follow their own desires. They have made little gods and godlings of their own desires, and they follow their own desires, but it is not confined and restricted to them. They would also want others to be turning towards them, swaying towards them, and being deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah ta'ala says, وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ, and those who follow desires, desire, أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا, so that they may turn you away from the path greatly. That is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are they going to do it? When we look at the verses before this, Allah ta'ala is speaking about nikah. Allah ta'ala is speaking about inheritance. They will bring about this whole concept of immodesty, shamelessness within man, in the different ways, in the different medias that they will portray all of it, and they would want man to leave the path of Allah, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will create greed and need in man, need that is not necessary, it is created, and then man gets that greed. And then the result is that insofar as inheritances, insofar as wealth is concerned, man begins to sway from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala then says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates ease for you. The Shariat is not a burden upon us. Whatever we see in the Shariat of Allah ta'ala, there is ease. Remove the Shariat and see what happens to man. Right in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and even thereafter, the example of the Majusi, the fire worshippers, the Zoroastrians, what would they do? They would marry the next of kin. They would marry their own sisters, their own nieces, etc. And that creates issues for a person, not only insofar as finding out who's the father and who's the uncle, but also insofar as the psychology of man is concerned, because of that shamelessness. So when we look at the Shariat of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created ease. Like in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-deenu yusrun. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy. It is for us to link ourselves with Allah, create that muhabbat, that love. Then we will see that the whole of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is easy. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, and man has been created weak. Weak here means that Allah Ta'ala has created us with needs, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created us with desires. In order to fulfill these needs and desires, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has shown us the Shariat. The need for man to marry, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala showed us how to do it, who to marry. The need for man to earn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us how to do it. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes cognizance of the inherent weakness of man. And in a similar vein, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made the Shariat also a Shariat that is not burdensome, and a Shariat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created ease. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.